Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, you can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. A great place to pick up a Yamaha golf cart. Perhaps you're looking for an e-bike, motorcycle, scooter. Anything you want, they've got it all at Impact Power Sports. All right. Somebody asked yesterday, how is Bruce doing? Bruce is he's on the floor right now. He's doing very well. There's Darla. You can kind of see O'Neill. Bruce doing very well, recovering from his spleen removal surgery. Just waiting to get the results back to see, hoping that the tumor, I guess, that was on it is benign. They are reasonably confident that it is. So we shall see. Welcome to all of you. Let's get right after it. The title of this show centers around Maitland from the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. So she said something online. This is what I found out while I was teaching class yesterday. Something was said about Kirk, Charlie Kirk, and then it was deleted. Now, if you got to delete it, and it was night of, too, so the murder happened. There's blood on the stage. They haven't even removed the body. And she wrote something on social media, and then it was deleted. And I didn't know about this. Somebody tipped me off. I'll get into that dynamic in a second, but I got to drink my coffee, so bear with me. My apologies. What movie? On yesterday's show, I made it a point to point out, that they had not said a word about the Kirk murder. And it just felt weird that they're not saying anything. And, you know, I did. I've been talking about it one form or another, the interesting elements of it, which is all of it. It's all very interesting since it all started. And because I am awesome, I did not let anything get in the way of discussing, like, my personal views get in the way of discussing this. And only someone who sucks at broadcasting would not be able to pull off what I'm pulling off. I agree with nothing Charlie Kirk says. We're incredibly different. I guess when it comes to guns, maybe. But even that, we're not alike. You know, he was a pry it from my cold dead fingers guy. That's not me. You can be a pistol, concealed pistol permit owner and not be like a gun freak. I love guns, but I'm not like tied to them where it's the end all be all. And I know I don't agree with him on just about everything else. I mean, he was an evangelical Christian, and that's not really my thing. But there's no fucking way that I would be anything but mortified or ruined. Hello, Brandis. Long time. Mortified or ruined by suggesting that I mean, only a defective person would then wait until the blood is spilled on the stage to drop the hammer on the dead guy. And I mean, it's just bad. Not only is it just ridiculous in how it looks, but it's bad for business. You can't be slaughtering someone when they're murdered in cold blood. Like I said yesterday, there's probably only a couple dozen people in the history of humanity that we can look at and say, yeah, it's okay to cheer for that person's death. You know, like a serial killer. Adolf Hitler. Yeah, we got him. Yeah, I definitely don't think Osama bin Laden, thank you. I don't think Charlie Kirk is in the same discussion as serial, like Ted Bundy and Osama bin Laden or, you know, Adolf Hitler. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that Charlie Kirk is not in the same neighborhood as those guys. So this is a perfect opportunity for your show to do something good and discuss this murder, at least from the standpoint of how it's affected the culture and whatever, you know, however you can do it. But the one thing you cannot do is say nothing. All right? It's either you don't have the ability to do this task that I'm putting before you, or maybe you're not upset with the outcome. Could that be? Could it be that you're not upset with the outcome here? And there have been a lot of people who have indicated that they are not upset with the outcome. Do you think this might be the case? David says, do you know what did she say that had to be deleted? Of course I do. Chris says he has the screenshot. I'm sure he'll get to it. Of course I will. I'm taking my time. This was a full-on step on their dick moment. Maitland stepped on the guys on her own dick when discussing this. Rebecca's here. She's been vocal. She says, I didn't wish death for him, but I'm also not going to mourn him. Well, yeah, and I understand that. But what you're doing when you're saying that is you kind of are like a step away from that. And you're not in any foul territory, but you're right at the foul line, in my opinion. You're right there. I mean, when it comes to not mourning, I mean, I'm not going to sit around and mourn anything, really. There's no one in my life that I know unless I know them personally, I'm not going to mourn anybody. Or if I'm a big fan, maybe, I guess. Rebecca says, I'll toe that line all day, and you'll probably do it expertly. I know that. Cole says, don't say anything, not hard. Well, I think that if you do say something, if you do actually plant your flag and leave it there, I think it might become a little weird when you remove the flag. Hang on, I got to sneeze. That'll be a huge pause in the podcast, unless if I forget to delete it. So, I had an interaction with Pat. Pat Phipps reached out to me, audience member. He's one of the defectors. And because yesterday I had a take about that show. My old show is ridiculous for not talking about this. Pat wrote this to me. Hey, great take on Freebird and Outwings not covering the recent events. I noticed that too. They're terrified that expressing their honest opinions would get them canned. Well, maybe. I don't know if they're terrified that expressing their honest opinions would get them canned. I think that the silence, again, indicates two things. Possible. In my opinion, it means we don't know how to address this in an intelligent manner. And it kind of goes with number two, because we have certain feelings that would get in the way. And so it might be kind of like, let's just avoid it, because with all these moving parts on this show, one of you is going to say something that's going to fuck everything up. So they can't risk that. So at this point, there was a discussion on my post, because I initially wrote six people on FBHW, zero ability or nerve to tackle the tough subject of the Kirk assassination. They'll tell you some nonsense of we're a distraction. Cowards. I've covered it nonstop, and people from both sides walked away knowing that I, all by myself, have handled it flawlessly. By the way, they always say, we're a distraction. That's an excuse. Because if you remember, when United Healthcare guy Brian Thompson was shot in the back of the head, they talked about it a lot. So I don't know how much of a distraction you think you are when you're doing something like that. This moment caught my eye, though. Leslie wrote, Maitland posted the night of and has since deleted it and blocked all of us that commented on her post. Right away, I saw that and I'm like, uh-oh. I wrote, what did she write on the post? I need a screenshot. Leslie wrote, her initial post was about how Charlie Kirk said that guns weren't responsible for school shootings. A little time later, I ended up getting the post. This is what she writes. And this is now deleted on Instagram. This is right at, this is a night of shooting. Too many people on my timeline outing themselves with, quote, he was just having uncomfortable conversations. Or, it doesn't matter what side you're on, this is awful. Then she wrote, spare me. Which, that's rough. I don't think that that is not so fair of an assessment. He was just having uncomfortable conversations, and it doesn't matter what side you're on, this is awful. I would say that's fair. Don't you? I mean, I don't follow anything that Charlie Kirk says. Why can't it be, it doesn't matter what side you're on, this is awful? So day of murder, blood still pooling on stage. It doesn't matter what side you're on. This is awful. Spare me. He was all too comfortable when he said it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment, which even I know that cherry pick line right there is intensely out of context. Even I know that. So she's now at this point fallen into that whole grouping of people. When you read that the way that is with that tone, in my opinion, that's right at the precipice of the abyss. Let's see here. She then follows it up with this. It's been 2 months of silence from you, Pete, from you people.
Ugh.
After the assassination of Melissa Hortman, her husband Mark, their dog Gilbert, as well as the attempt on John and Yvette Hoffman. If you notice, when I posted this, I wrote, quote, silence from you people? That's ridiculous. Who is she talking to? Nothing good will come from today. I don't condone violence and wish I'd never seen that video. But I don't know if you can say I don't condone violence and wish I'd never seen that video, but she did. But he gets the same empathy from me he showed victims of school shootings. I would argue that Charlie Kirk probably wept after every school shooting. I don't understand that at all. Are you suggesting that Charlie Kirk never had empathy for children of school shootings? So with that type of line, are we to think that when Uvalde happens, he's like, well, too bad. Dead preschoolers, dead kindergartners. That's okay. I got my guns. Is that what you're suggesting? So she writes, but he gets the same empathy from me he showed victims of school shootings, their families, their fathers, their children, etc. T's and P's, though, whatever that means anymore. So this is dripping with animosity. This is an attack is what this is. After she dropped that, though, it vanished. But as we know, the internet is written in ink. Now, Maitland didn't come out and say, aha, you're dead, I'm happy. But we're just looking at her words right now. What do you think? By the way, when I got fired, two things I never did. I never assaulted a woman, and I never was hard in the paint like this example right here. I made fun of a guy's pants. God damn it. I'm a pants insulter. Koenig DR says, I feel like you were fired for less. Well, fuck yeah, I was fired for less. Tophis says, what I've heard a lot. I mean, she's not wrong. She's absolutely wrong. And this is an opportunity for a person to take what is actually the facts, which your emotions are affecting your ability to see the facts, Tophis. You're an emotional guy when it comes to these political moments. And I, you know, the average Joe on the street, I get it. I get it that people may let their feelings get in the way of an actual compassionate opinion and get all fired up and look at the things that a person has said in their past. And when they're laying slaughtered on a stage, lower the boom on them. But the idea that that's the world that we live in needs to be banished. You can't do that. You're now combining something that happens from a political sense and looking at someone who was slaughtered and combining the two. You can't look at Charlie Kirk and a statement like that and just say, well, yeah, they were right though. So whatever, you can't do it. Tophis writes, I wish it didn't happen because the consequences are someone else is going to get killed. I don't know. Maybe. But yeah, I don't feel empathy for Charlie Kirk. And I think that's part of the problem. I think that if with that statement, yeah, I don't feel empathy for Charlie Kirk. I think what's a reality is you don't want to, and or you won't try to feel empathy for Charlie Kirk because you're caught up in, and I don't mean disrespect here, you're caught up in what Charlie Kirk stood for, the things he believed in, which are political. All right. I don't agree with them either. But I think the problem that we are at right now is you're on the right track in not agreeing with them, but you're a little too far in the reaction. And I think that goes both ways, but you're demonstrating it here right now. We need to, as a society, take a look at the crazy shit that you might not agree with. And when something happens like this, this is an opportunity for you to maybe attempt to feel that empathy despite your disagreement. And until people actually try to take care of their own feelings regarding something like this, and you just say, well, I'm throwing my hands in the air. This is the way it's going to be. I am not going to feel empathy. I hate everybody. You have just solidified yourself to being that way for another period of time until the next moment. Nick says, empathy is not sympathy. You can't feel empathy for an experience you didn't have. Okay. So maybe we're like confusing things here. I see what you're saying. But I think it's kind of both, though. You can have empathy towards the Kirk family or Kirk because it's a traumatic experience. You can be have empathy for them. So you can still have empathy. It doesn't have to be sympathy. You can have both. You can have some. You see, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like Tophus says, I didn't say I hate anyone, but I don't feel empathy for someone who's spread that much hate. His kids, yeah, I feel bad for his kids. Well, I think if you're going to do this, you can't split hairs. You either say, I'm glad he's dead, or I feel bad. But I have a problem with people who try to, like, thread the needle on this. Tyler says, most people are either incapable or unwilling to look outside of their political views. Let's see. This person, CornPop93, says, I'm so glad I went on Twitch and saw you were on. This is the final nail in the coffin. I can happily move on. I didn't see any of this. Well, there's more, Mr. or Mrs. CornPop. I'm just taking my time and sharing it with you. All right. So that unfolded. And then I started to hear from audience members. Actually, before I get to that, let me get into this. I also was sent along. This is from also social media. This appears to be Facebook. Colton said, I was dumbfounded and shocked by the hate I was getting in my DMs for having no sympathy. Maitland furthered that point and said, yeah, from people who haven't had sympathy up until a figurehead they agree with suffers the consequences of his words and actions. Okay, Let's take a look at that. This is, again, the same point she's making. Earlier, she suggested that Charlie Kirk did not feel sympathy for children slaughtered. And I would love to see, hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra-premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the Snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. There's no way that that happened, you know? I mean, she's suggesting that that is what took place in Charlie Kirk's brain, that, and she's doing it now to the people who are supportive of Kirk or upset that people are acting like this about his murder. And she's now lumping them in with that from people who haven't had sympathy up until a figurehead they agree with suffers the consequences. So she's suggesting that people who are sad that Charlie Kirk got murdered, we're not sad that children were murdered. That's what she's saying. That's fucked up. And she's also suggesting that he suffered the consequences of his words and actions. Your words and actions about politics, the consequences should not be slaughtered in cold blood. Okay? You can't look at someone who was slaughtered in cold blood over words and actions and say, yeah, he suffered it. He did it. He brought it on himself. Someone made the point that this is walking right up to the line of he gets what he gets or he deserved it. It's right fucking there. I'm actually surprised she had enough wits to say it the way she did here, because it's a little bit of a puzzle that you have to solve to see where this tart's brain is. They haven't had sympathy up until the figurehead they agree with suffers the consequences of his words and actions, as his family also suffers from choices they didn't make. Shocked, but not surprised. Ugh. This is, I believe this is Maitland's mom or sister, probably sister. I don't know. I have deleted both of my brothers, family members on both sides, and multiple friends over sheer ignorance and hate. I feel sorry for you. Stay on the right side of history. Charlie Kirk had radical views, and I didn't like him one bit. Trump is allowing the U.S. flag to fly at half staff. As a veteran, I am appalled and shamed of this as well as a multitude of other things. Purge the bad. You will feel cleansed. Trust me. And look who's clapping. Oh boy. Kelly Cheeseboro is standing and clapping. Oh my. Well, all of these were deleted. And I wrote that as such. More deleted highlights. Hashtag all Greg's fault. Hashtag better help. Somebody over on the segment. And in fact, I got all these screenshots because when I heard about the screenshots or the post, which I didn't have, I just put the bat signal up. With attention, easy, needs a screenshot of what Maitland said about the Kirk assassination the night of. It was suspiciously deleted. Post here or email eric@ericzaneshow.com. And I did hear from people that it was quite a barrage. So folks, when it happened, they went ahead and were screenshotting as it happened and didn't know what to do with those screenshots. And obviously, it worked out where Leslie, by the way, thank you so much for sending this stuff along. And I also got a tip that there's several people, like Ryan Fournier is one of them. There are several people who are like collecting moments like this. And then they're doing their due diligence to like root these people out. Now, I'm not aware of any of the audience doing anything like that. But it wouldn't surprise me if someone will feel the need, and I have no intention of doing this. The last thing I want is any way to jeopardize who are these free beers. But I have had several people have said, I'm sending this off to so-and-so, and I'm sending this off to Town Square. And I'm, because of all the times, why the fuck would you do this? You have a person who is loved by one half of the population. Only a stupid idiot would get into their emotions and basically deep six their entire livelihood over a guy who says, I don't like abortion or I like my guns. Why this guy? Why this guy? I think what's happening here is if you're like on the fence about whether you're going to be left leaning, you may not be anymore. It's these moments where this guy gets murdered in cold blood. And then everybody comes out of the woodwork and behaves like this. It's moments like this that causes huge swings in support for one side or the other. And frankly, it shouldn't be that way. There is nothing that's said or important enough that would warrant any of you to step up and say, I'm glad this guy's dead. Now, she didn't come out and say that. But going by the comments on my posts, people think that. They feel that way. And frankly, I'm glad to show it to them. I am 100% excited to watch anybody from that show twist in the wind. All right? I've been saying it forever. They're fucking phonies. And for them to have to take one on the chin over something like this, fuck, serves him right. Corn Pop says, I've seen that sentiment shared all over, Easy. People are leaving the party. They're like, wait, what? I don't want to associate with those people at all. Like, can you imagine if you're like a moderate or maybe even a little bit more to the left and you take somebody like Charlie Kirk and you're like, oh man, he's full of shit. I mean, I agree with some conservative principles. I'm actually like that in a lot of ways. Gun owner, concealed pistol owner, have a lot of guns. a fiscally a conservative, culturally liberal. That's where I fit in this puzzle. And then I turn around and I see this poor son of a bitch, the most gruesome thing that has ever been seen in the history of television. May the only, it's right up there with that dude from Pennsylvania that shot himself in the head in the 80s. I mean, it's that bad. Everybody watches it. And the first thing stupid idiots like fucking mainland do is talk shit like that. What the fuck? I saw that and I was like, well, maybe these conservatives are onto something. Maybe they're right when they say that the left is fucking evil. Is that right? Now, I don't believe in any of the evangelical values when it comes to politics, and I don't think that those worlds should mix in any way. I mean, I'm talking out of my ass. There's probably no way that I'll wind up turning conservative in how I vote. But I'll say this. When people say nothing good, like Maitland said, nothing good comes out of this. I think something good comes out of this. You showing your filthy, entitled ass is something good coming out of this. And I think you stepped on your dick when you did it, and even more so when you deleted it. That's the dirty... Oh, no. Mainland did a dirty delete. Holy shit. All right. That's what Corn Pop says. They're like, wait, what? I don't want to associate with those people at all. Corn Pop, you're new. All right? And there's a protocol when you're new on this show. At least it's the first time I've seen you. You got to reach out to me with an email and give me the brief book report, who you are, why you're here. You know, just kind of like introduce yourself. Because on my chat, as you can see, we hover at the 40 people watching viewers all the time. And I know everybody here on a first name basis. I could just call you Corn Pop, but I still like to know what's going on. So reach out to me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Okay, this is my final word. If Charlie Kirk is alive and talking shit, I'm fuck Charlie Kirk. That's where I stand. I don't agree with anything. That ends at his murder. There's no point in pointing and laughing and saying, aha, you're dead. It's just, it's not, it's gone to a different realm. It's no longer discussable. When someone is slaughtered in cold blood, it is no longer the time to discuss their politics. It is not the time to make up variables like Maitland did, saying Charlie Kirk was silent when kids were murdered. That is a crock of shit. If Maitland had to pay for it, like if somebody shared this to the person who knows the person who knows the person and made a did full fucking Office Max on her, that's justified. That's the way it goes. All right? And Kelly Cheese, too. You don't have the intelligence, any of you, to discuss this like a human being because you're all wrapped up in your goddamn feelings. All right? The silence is deafening. It indicates to me so much more about you than people even know now. Cole in Colorado Springs, right? Charlie Kirk has gotten over 10 million followers since he was murdered. He's like Obi-Wan. Strike him down and he's more powerful than ever. Bread Bull Brain Chris says 37,000 new applications for Turning Point chapters since he was killed. Black Belt Nick argues when liberal Bill Maher is standing up for him and shaming those people, is showing just how far off they are. I'll say this. I've said it before, and I stole it from Dave Landau. You have the right, you have the left. And then you have the ones on the far right and the ones on the far left. To me, people like Maitland represent those far left ones that aren't real liberals. All right? They're fucking crazy. All right? Those people do not represent the Democratic Party. They're lumped in with them, but it's not the same. Same thing with Republicans. Nick says, shit, sorry, I hope you weren't bringing that up today. Damn, I did it again. No, I actually stole it from you. I wasn't aware of that clip, so you're safe. But if you have it, can you send it to me? I would love to see that clip. Bill Maher standing up and shaming those people is just how far off they are. I was actually stealing what you wrote to put it on here. I hadn't seen that. Bob in PA says, even Kirk's biggest YouTube opposition cannot remember his name, though, had feelings and even wouldn't play the video out of respect. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, that dude that broke down crying, I saw that too. Rebecca says, Dean Withers is who you guys are referencing as his opposition. I watched this live as he was learning about what happened. He was truly distraught. Cole says, you definitely agree with things Kirk said, Zane. He wanted armed guards at all schools. All right. Yeah, well, I guess maybe I do then. I wasn't aware. Like I said, I barely was aware of him prior to this. Francis says, those far left people make me so angry as a life. Long left-leaning person, they don't represent me. Scott P. says, does Town Square know about the posts? I have no idea. I figured me talking about it here would suffice enough. Tofus says, I don't know why people are celebrating this, though. It's just adding to the divide, and it will just get worse. What are you talking about? Who's celebrating anything? Like there's a celebration going on? What do you? I don't understand you. You're the guy who says, I don't have any empathy. Okay. Tofus clarifies this. People on the left are literally celebrating his death. Tofus, you know, you seem like you're with them. No offense. And I don't want to make any disrespect flying at you. But when there's a but after I wish it didn't happen, you said, I wish it didn't happen, but yeah, I don't feel empathy for Charlie Kirk. You're part of the problem. You know that? You really are. And I'm not even trying to pick a fight with you or get angry at you. But you can't say in one breath, I wish it didn't happen, but I don't feel empathy. And then say people on the left are celebrating his death and I don't like that. I didn't say any buts. I'm reading your words, Dofus. Come on now. I'm actually looking at what you wrote. I didn't say I hate anyone, but I don't feel empathy for someone who spread that much hate. And that is inherently the problem. You are part of the problem. Tofus says, yeah, you keep spinning that. Okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to scroll up to where you see your name. And I want you to read the words. And you will see what I see. Okay? I don't know how I can explain this to you in a simpler way. I didn't say it. No one else said it. You said it. And I read it. That's all I did. You can't drop that and then someone reads it and then you do a 180 and say, oh, hold on, hold on. No. I didn't do it. You did. Go back, take a look at it and go, okay, I see what he's doing. I see what's happening here. I understand. It's something I said. Was it something I said? Well, yes, it was. I'm not mad at you. I don't want any bad things to happen to you. I love you dearly. But you said that. Alan writes, he's going to rage quit. I think Alan is concocting a media package of our beloved Maitland's greatest hits and sending it off to important people. I know that there's Josh G. I said I wasn't going to say it, but I'm going to say it. Alan M. These people may or may not be coming up with a media package to deliver. Corn Pop says, Tofus, his assassination did not lead to more violence. Not one city was burned, no riots. No one had to board up their business. Yeah, I saw that too. And I don't know if I can get behind that. I think what you're doing there to compare and contrast responses, I think, is a little bit difficult. Because if you were to compare, I know what you're doing there. You're suggesting that black people / liberals riot. Liberals riot. I think that that's bullshit, and here's why. When you look at the amount of black people who are slaughtered time and again, occasionally this boils over and those moments do happen. Now, if after 6 months there's a rash of violence against people that think like Kirk did, I'm interested in seeing how that response would be, because there may be violence. We don't know. There may not. My point is, those are two very difficult things to compare, because you have Kirk's murder, as horrific as that is, and then on the other side of that, countless murders and civil rights violations for decades and decades and decades. Apples to oranges, 100%. And I don't want you to spread that. I've seen that trope come out. I saw the governor of Utah. He was quick to throw that one out on the press conference, the announcement that Kirk was dead. He said, and we know what, in Utah, we don't riot. We don't loot. So what that guy was saying there was, in Utah, us whites are better than blacks. That's what he was saying there. That's what happened. And you can't tell me otherwise. Um, Corn Pop says vigils were held and actually the only violence was when... Yeah, I know. I know. I get that. But again, these are not comparable. 60 years of hangings and murders, hundreds of years of hangings and murders and inequality are... It's not... You can't really compare anything to it unless you have something that is just as ridiculous. Hey, EZ, looking into your crystal ball, what do you think happens next in all of this? You mentioned late last week you don't think this is the end of it. So I was just curious your thoughts. Well, part of me thinks that there'll be another, because I was just reading an article about this, that this type of political violence is baked in. There's no escaping it. Back in the day, in the 60s, you had numerous assassinations, political assassinations that took place. In a span of just a handful of years, you're looking at JFK, Martin Luther King Jr., Robert F. Kennedy, Governor George Wallace, who was running for president. Governor George Wallace is a guy that wanted to keep the schools segregated in Alabama. And he's a guy that was featured, and they had a guy depicting him in fucking Forrest Gump. He put the National Guard in place, wouldn't allow black kids into the school or whatever the fucker, had the state police there, and the National Guard just showed up, and it was a catastrophe. And anyway, he ended up running for president. Somebody shot him. I think this is going to get worse before it gets better. Unfortunately, you had, and I don't understand what the fuck Maitland was talking about. Nobody talked about the Minnesota massacre. We absolutely talked about it here. She's fucking crazy if she thinks nobody told. Yeah, the right was silent. Shut the fuck up. Nobody thinks like you. Jesus Christ. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.